The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and in the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. On Friday in my perseverance class, which I'm going through at a snail's pace, the Diary of St. Faustina, I just took two words and developed about an hour talk on those two words, and I feel that those two words is relay the gospel today, and it's spiritual combat. Spiritual combat. And I explained in detail the three basic enemies that we have to confront, whether we like it or not. And they are the devil, the flesh, and the world. Those are the three principal enemies that we have to encounter. The devil, the flesh, and the world. Okay, we started ordinary time yesterday, and we see Jesus already very busy in his apostolic ministry, public ministry, which could be divided into three activities: preaching, miracles, and exercising. So today we see Jesus doing two of those. He's preaching in the synagogue, and also there's a man that was possessed by a devil. Very often Jesus encounters men that are possessed by one devil, or sometimes many devils, as we see in the case of the devil possessed in the Gadarenes. So, what can we do to overcome the devil? Let's talk about that today. What can we do to overcome the devil? Saint Pope Paul VI, we have to say saint because he was canonized about 3 months ago, said that there are two extremes that we have to avoid. One is to give the devil too much importance. I think everyone here has met someone, very spiritual person, but is always talking about the devil. You met someone like that, that almost in every other sentences, the devil is present there. And I think that's wrong. By doing that, you're giving the devil too much power. I listen to a lot of preachers and teachers, Catholics and Protestants, and I feel that probably one of the best Protestant preachers is Joyce Myers. No? I mean, I don't agree with everything that she says, but I think she says a lot of things that are pretty good. But I don't remember ever hearing her give a talk in which she's not mentioning the devil. Now, you've heard me preach. I mean, you've gone through the exercise of the two standards. That's one of the 10 weeks, no? Some people talk more about the devil than they talk about Jesus Christ. That's wrong. That's wrong. You're empowering the devil. So don't give him too much power or too much importance or too much credence. The other extreme is this. Well, I was born in the United States. I went to college. I went to college and I have a college degree. I even have a master's. Oh, wow. Believe in the devil. That's for dummies. That's for uneducated people. That's for the simpletons who lived in the Middle Ages, huh? That's probably even more dangerous than the first class. Because it's actually the devil himself that convinces these proud intellectuals that he doesn't exist. So the devil actually is winning over them by convincing them that he doesn't exist. So you have to avoid those two extremes. Speaking, thinking too much about him, you're empowering him. And by denying his existence, you're going to fall into his trap. So there has to be, as Aristotle says, the virtue is the golden means in between the two extremes. As Aristotle says, and Thomas Aquinas. Okay, so what do we do with respect to the presence of the devil in our daily walk? Okay, our attitude has to be that of constant vigilance. Vigilance means you got to be prepared. Constant vigilance. The devil can tempt us in any time, any place, any manner, and he can use tons of different ways in which he can tempt us. So we have to be constantly on guard, vigilant, prepared. Not that you have to be nervous or tense, but we have to be constantly on guard for the attack of the enemy. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, the second is this. As soon as we are tempted, we have to, if I can use this acronym, name it, claim it, and tame it. Okay? Mm-hmm. You got that? Name it, claim it, and tame it. Name it, you gotta say to yourself, as Father Groeschel would often say in his talks, you should stop and say, I am being tempted by the devil now, calmly. The devil is tempting me. Okay, claim it as a temptation, and then you have to tame it by using spiritual weapons. Now, what are the spiritual weapons? Many. One spiritual weapon, and the most powerful, would be that of prayer. You have to pray. Now there are certain prayers that are directed to conquering the devil. Can you tell them? Can I tell you those prayers? Can you give me permission? Okay. The prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Have you ever heard that prayer? You got to pray it. You got to pray it. Second is praying to Saint Joseph. Have you ever prayed the litany to Saint Joseph? One of his titles is the Terror of Demons. Remember years ago I went in pilgrimage with my parents from New Hampshire to Montreal, about a 5-hour drive. You keep going north from New Hampshire into Maine, Maine into Canada, Montreal. And we visited the oratory of St. Andrew Bessette. We celebrated about a week ago. Ever been there? And it's the biggest oratory in honor of St. Joseph in the world. And the church where he's buried, I think it's ugly, sorry. But the crypt below is very beautiful. The monastery is very modern, a lot of bricks. I felt kind of in desolation by being there. But the crypt below is really beautiful. In the crypt below, you've got these plaques. these plaques in honor of the litany of St. Joseph. And the one I remember most was there's a plaque of St. Joseph, and you have this person being tempted by the devil, and you see these devils surrounding him, and you see St. Joseph there, and basically this is the plaque. You see the devils like this. So at the name of St. Joseph, terror of demons, the devils were kicked back into hell. Do you want to kick them back into hell? St. Joseph. Amen. Huh? Another prayer? Praying to Mary. Pray the Memorare. Have you ever prayed it? Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary. And who used that prayer to conquer the devil? St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis was tempted to despair. And he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, he was losing a lot of weight. And he went into a church in Paris. The name of the church was Notre Dame de la Victoire. Parlez-vous français? Okay. Notre Dame de la Victoire. In Spanish, La Victoria, Our Lady Victory. And he knelt down in front of this beautiful statue of Our Lady Victory and prayed, "Oh, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled your protection was left unaided." The temptation disappeared. Like a blanket, was pulled right off him. Went on to become a seminarian, a priest, a bishop, a writer, one of the greatest saints in the Catholic Church. But he was tempted. He was tempted by Jansenism, that you are going to be saved, and tempted by the devil to give into despair. So pray the Memorare. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then also, very powerful, is to invoke the precious blood of Jesus. Very powerful. Try to do it. You invoke the precious blood of Jesus, and that precious blood will cover you like a cloak. Okay, and last but not least, sometimes it happens, and once I say this to you, you're going to say, "I never thought about that, Father," but it's true. Sometimes a temptation can be transformed into an obsession. Can I explain? Okay, a temptation, an obsession, what is that? That's a prolonged temptation. We've all had it. I'll give you an example. You get up one morning, and you're angry at someone that hurt you 20 years ago. Right? I mean, someone hurt you 20 years ago. They're in Michoacan, okay? Or maybe in Albuquerque. And all of a sudden, you have that person that said something to you, or he did something that really hurt you. And you apparently forgave him, apparently, you know? And it's going around and around in your mind. And it's not just 10 seconds. The whole day, this obsession, in psychology you call it a fixed idea, it's going around and around your mind, and it's torturing you. And you can't seem to get it out of your mind. Okay. You know what St. Ignatius would say? Can I tell you? Okay, go to a spiritual director or your confessor and just open up. And you're going to find, once you open up, that's rule 13 in the exercises. Rule 13. Once you open up, and you just talk to a priest about it, you knock the wind out of the sails of the devil, and he disappears. That's called spiritual combat. So my friends, welcome to Combat Zone, okay? Welcome to the Combat Zone of St. Peter Chanel. Hopefully this homily is useful, because we're all tempted. We're all tempted. Let's turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary and ask her through her prayers to conquer the enemy in our lives. Amen.